And then, suddenly, there is the day that I call out the names of my children in vain when I go looking for them in the long corridors, near the bathrooms, in the toilets, ask after them in the recreation room. And I saw the reception was empty. Saw that Muhammad was gone and that everything was taken away. Even the bag with dirty washing, the photos that were taken here on the island, the children's toys, everything was gone. Only none of my things were taken. Everything of mine lay there just as it had lain, as I had left it behind to go to Dutch lessons. And I call out my son's name like I have never called it out before when I was looking for him in the building. And I whisper the name of my little daughter whom I've loved with every fiber in my body. And then I scream their names into the emptiness and go on until the others come to tell me that they've gone, that Muhammad has left holding my son's hand and my daughter in his arm. And that my son had said he was going to see his grandmother again in Tehran. And the people who are standing in the doorway watch me. How I walk around in the room that is empty. Watch how I, bewildered, touch the emptiness. Open the cupboard door and close it. Open and close it again to see if Muhammad has really taken everything. Hoping to find a sign that he has not forgotten me. And watch how I throw myself in despair at the waste paper basket from which Muhammad has also taken away the contents. I look for traces of my children, a sock, a little book under the bed, but everything is gone. And the management comes to tell me through an interpreter that in Iran there were accusations against Muhammad, which have been bought off by his family. That Muhammad, with the children, have been redeemed, and because of that have left for Tehran. And in my mind, I hear my father-in-law saying that in the world there are more women than money, that in the world there are more women than banknotes. And I walk out of the asylum seeker's center into the same emptiness in which I had called out their names. And I look at the seagulls on the beach, scream at them when they peck at dead animals, because everything that is dead and lifeless stands for the loss of my children.